Hi, my name is Susan Lund, and welcome back. Welcome back to our series on goal achievement. Today's Ignite topic is step number 6. Once again, this information can be found in Accelerator 4 of Ignite Your Selling Potential. So what is step 6? Anyway, it's all about breaking your goals down into actionable steps. That's right, turning your goals into action plans. Without action plans, they don't really become a reality. As you develop your action plan, here are a few questions that you can ask. What actions do I need to take quarterly, monthly? What actions do I need to take weekly and daily to achieve this goal? You never change your sales results, or any other result for that matter, unless we change our daily actions. Our daily actions and our habits are cumulative, and they turn into weekly and monthly habits. And here's the deal, is nothing is hard or too hard if you break it down into bite-sized steps. So when preparing myself to run a marathon, I remember I broke it down into 5 6-mile runs. Now, while that adds up to 30 miles, a marathon's only 26.2, but mentally I planned for a stretch goal of 30 miles, which actually made 26.2 miles seem short. I ran the first 4 segments at the same pace, and then I picked up the pace at the end so I could exceed my first goal and hit my stretch goal, and hit my stretch goal I did. And if you are planning your sales goals, what does that look like? If you want to break a goal down, what does that look like? Well, in Accelerator 4, there's an example that I give, and we're going to walk through that. It's how to break a goal down into steps and bite-sized actions, plans, or bite-sized pieces, rather. So, for example, if your annual sales goal is $1 million to sell $1 million worth of products or services, then what is your quarterly goal? Your quarterly goal would be $250,000. What is your monthly goal? $83,333. What's your weekly goal? $20,833. The question becomes, how many sales calls do you need to make to achieve that goal? How many meetings do you need to have? How many demos do you need to have? How many proposals do you need to present? And what is the total of those numbers of activities that you need to do on a weekly basis, on a quarterly basis, on a monthly basis? And how you reward yourself upon achievement? In other words, what is your payoff, both personally and professionally? If you are in another function, such as contracts and proposals, your goal may be to develop a proposal template that makes it easy for your sales team to differentiate themselves from the competition. Another goal may be to reduce your response time from 7 days to 2 days, or complete 400 proposals by the end of the year, 100 a quarter, and so on and so forth. Regardless of whether you have direct responsibility for sales, or if you're in a function or a department that supports sales, you can still create goals that enable sales to deliver differentiated value to their clients, to accelerate their revenue and achieve results. So, what can you do today? Break your goals down into actionable steps to accelerate your success. Now, avoid the hazard of trying to do it all and becoming overwhelmed. Start by taking the first 3 steps. Start by taking the first 3 steps to break your goals down into actionable steps. If you need support or you need help, as you know, you can always contact me at 1-800-281-6084. I love to help my clients succeed. Good selling, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.